All right, get a grip on yourself. Get a grip on yourself.
Oh, okay, I'm trying to be a real man here.
Be a real man. Buck up.
I'm getting to be worse.
All right, buddy. It's gonna be all right. I'm not getting out of the business. It's not like I'm going away forever.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know if I should end it all or just move to D.C. or stay here.
Well, what kind of business are you in, buddy?
Well, right now I'm still going to school.
You went in college, maggot, huh?
I'm still high school. I tell you, whatever happens, Jacksonville gets bore.
Yeah, well, I'll see you in D.C. Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Just playing the bladders.
I know. Well, get ready to go to work there, Grease.
So what?
Before I go and before you go,
yeah,
I've got to hear one more Teaneck, New Jersey story.
Oh, I think there's a couple of them around. Yeah, okay, you got it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Hey, all right, let's see what's on this tape here. I almost hate to push the buttons. I mean, these were all recorded back in the glory days.
I don't know if you zap or did you slobber your way through the whole nighttime without noticing the moon was one of the prettiest we have ever had in the land of the real man, and that's why I'm a little weird this morning. A full moon always makes everybody weird. It makes, you know, police will tell you, people are more violent during a full moon, and you think it's violent in Zone 3. During a full moon. I'll tell you where it's really violent during a full moon. South of the border.
Them people down there kill you.
As soon as they look at you, they don't take nothing from nobody. You see, in a country where pride and honor and respect are more important than money and fame and fortune, life has always lived on the razor's edge. You offend someone, he demands satisfaction. You either give it to him, or you live your life as a dog! As a running dog! And it was there that I met my Waterloo. I met a young girl in a cantina. She just stopped in for a moment to get a moist rag to dab at the perspiration on her brow. When I sidled up to her, I said, "Hey, senorita, como esta? Yo soy el greasy gente." She said, "Oh, por favor, señor, I should not be in the cantina. Please do not talk to a woman in here." I said, "Come on, darling, ain't nobody gonna bite you now. How about having a little drink with a hungry cowboy?" So one drink led to another. I could see she was a young girl. And I knew I would have my way with her. Upstairs, above the cantina, was a little hotel, and it was there we lay together, hungrily. She turned to me, she said, after it was over,
"Perhaps you know my father."
I said, "Your father?"
She said, "Sí, he is big in the bandito business. His name is Juan Carona de Vega." I said, "Juan Carona de Vega? You're his daughter? My God, he nearly killed me when he cut me with your mother." She said, "You are with my mother?" I said, "Yeah, you remember last week." She said, "Oh, yeah, I was listening." I said, "My God, I gotta get out of here." But it was too late. From the street, I heard his voice. Gringo! I said, "Oh, jeez." I said, "Hey there, Mr. De Vega." He said, "First, last week, you abused my mother. And now you are here with my daughter. What's next?" I said, "You know your son, Bruce?" He said, "My son, Bruce? You have been with my son, Bruce?" I said, "Well, I can't tell you exactly what happened, but I will tell you this much. Last Wednesday, he was late for his ballet lesson."
Brunswick, 79. Savannah, 74. Jacksonville, 77 degrees. This newscast brought to you by Jack's Bargain Plywood. I'm Don Lewis, and you're up to date with WAPE News.
And now, high in the sky we go to my bosom buddy. Hey, brought to us this time by Taco Nacho, Robbie Rose.
Robbie, it's all right. Come to my bosom.
Hold me tight.
Come to my bosom, Robbie.
Hold me tight.
All right, I got you, buddy.
Why?
I got you, buddy.
Why?
I got you, buddy.
Why?
Get your mouth off my breast now.
Oh, shut up.
No,
ahead and leave. I can take it.
No, Robbie.
Get out of here. I can take it.
I'm going to miss you, buddy.
Sure you are.
I'm going to miss you behind.
You would have thought you took me with you, but no.
Buddy, I got
you. Robbie didn't even mention my name up there when he's talking $1 million. You could have got me for $300,000.
No, wait a minute now. You just give me time to get settled, and then I'll start prepping for you.
You mean you may just down the road do a little talking about
down the road, yeah.
The $100 man from Jacksonville?
Right,
okay, buddy, that makes me feel a little bit better. It's real hazy. I just rode 95. It's doing good from St. Augustine all the way into Jacksonville. Greece's radio sound all right?
Sounds fine, buddy.
I just screwed up on my end, but anyway, that's okay. Traffic-wise, around town doing good. I-10, north and south, 95 okay. All five downtown bridges offering good transportation. If you're in the city itself, everything under control. Our sponsor, I should have done that. It's a food commercial. Our sponsor is Taco Nacho. Excuse me, Taco Nacho. Taco Nacho today is having a big celebration. It's a holiday celebration. And listen to this. You can buy tacos for 39 cents each. That's today only, and there's no limit. You can go pick up a whole bag of them things, and again, Taco Nachos, the place to get them. They're only 39 cents each, and I guarantee you that's a deal and a half. Taco Nacho in Brunswick, it's good there. They're on the west side on Lane Avenue, and on the south side, Taco Nacho on Atlantic Boulevard. Don't forget, all day today, tacos for 39 cents each, and there is no limit. Grease, I'll keep buzzing around
and
be back.
And don't forget your black armband when you go in there.
I've got it on now. Yeah, you wear your black armband, and they'll give you a taco for free.
No, it's a medium-sized Dr. Pepper.
A medium-sized Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
A medium-sized Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
hey,
buddy.
That's good, though. That's a nice gesture.
Yeah, we took a lot of trips. Yeah, when we were together here, we took trips to the lawman side of the street, to the Zone 3 side of the street, to the south of the border side of the street. See if you can guess where this trip's going to leave.
Don't play that loud music for me this morning. Because I spent too much time this weekend at the disco! I walked through the door in my skin-tight satin pants with my shirt open at the waist, revealing copious amounts of chest hair and numerous dangling medallions. I was having a good time, but before I went, I made the mistake of having a big meal of chili. I mean, chili, and it finally started to get to me. I mean, I could feel it burgling, and before you know it, I let go with a big greasy one. It was so embarrassing. Fortunately, the music drowned it out. Nobody heard it. I would have been safe, too. Except that I set off the smoke alarm. Memories are made of this. 8 minutes after 7 at WAPE with the Greaseman reviewing 7 years of shrinking at the Big Ape. That's right, okay. Yeah, that was part of the old ribbon we used to do. I remember when I used to rib you about that, Robbie.
Yeah.
But before I do, I want to do the Southside Ford. Because I don't want them to be associated with your kind of behavior.
Now, you don't hold on a darn
thing. I want to get this Southside Ford out of the way because I don't want them to be associated with your past life, Robbie Rose.
Well, you're all, this all lies. Y'all listen, anything he says ain't true now. I want to clarify that because I ain't
5303 Beach Boulevard, that's true. It's over there, where a man can buy a car and feel proud of it, and where a woman can buy a car and not feel threatened or used.
Well, you can't say no money down. I got a patent on that, so when you get that point, I'll do that.
All right, would you
thank
please?
You,
Southside Ford, where you can walk in and get a car for...
No money down.
I mean, you don't need cash. All you need to do is say,
I don't have no money down.
Yeah, Southside Ford will get you one. Now, if you're going through a brutal divorce, and a lot of women, let's be frank, you know, the guy's used you, tossed you aside, you came home, you thought he felt smelled funny, you know, he's come home with Arpege by Lanvin on, and you know he's probably seeing another woman, the relationship finally ends, there you are, you get stuck with the kids, you're living in some stinking apartment somewhere, what are you going to do? You need a car, you need a job, you need to get out of the rut, you need Southside Ford. That way you can just walk in, drying your tears, and say,
Nobody down.
And they'll say, oh, come on, little Petunia. And they'll pat you on the book, and they'll get you a nice car to drive away in. Southside Ford is at 5303 Beach Boulevard. And, you know, new money down.
No, I was going to say new money down, but you forgot one of the most important parts.
15 minutes after 7 now. Let me run the stinger and see if I get the tape ready in time.
Only $141 a month, you forgot that.
We can help you make it so. We help America grow.
Money bags. Mr. Big Shot, millionaire. I'm working with a millionaire. Can y'all believe that?
Yeah, buddy.
Working with a millionaire.
$1 million. All right, Robbie, is your family listening?
Grease, don't do it. Look, I got the 50 calibers loaded just in case you get cute.
Hey, Louise.
You got $1 million contract. Don't make me hurt you.
I'm glad y'all are in time for this,
y'all don't
because y'all were out of town when Robbie and I had this conversation.
I think people have a right to know how we got started.
Well, go ahead, but keep it clean.
Of course. That's the only way I'd ever keep it.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago? It was about 10 years ago. I was at a violin concert, and my wife dragged me to hear a symphony orchestra. And I'm sitting in the audience, and I look up on the stage, and they're playing first violin is Robbie.
It ain't true, Aunt Louise. Aunt Mary, don't y'all listen to nothing he's saying. He's lying again.
It turned out he'd been feeding me bonbons while I was unconscious.
What'd you say?
Well! Sure it wasn't snow caps. Don Barianis. And bring back a mountain of memories. In the morning when I feel so
low. I know there's only one way to go. I grab the batter and I grab the pan and make a waffle just as fast as I can. The flavor makes me weak in the knees. Won't you give me them pecans, please? Cause I'm the pecan man, the pecan man. I eat that pecan whenever and wherever I can. I'm the pecan boy, I'm the pecan boy. The little things, they just fill me with joy. I'm an Alabama, don't you know I'm a Mahawk, I'm a Mahawk. All right, heat that thing for me now. Now drip the syrup all over that thing. Sprinkle liberally with pecans. Feels so good. Now let me munch and crunch that thing. I thought I was all alone in my wish to enjoy this little pecan dish. But I found someone else that enjoys the flavor so fine. It's that high-flying buddy, that friend of mine. We're the pecan men, we're the pecan men. We'll eat them once and then we'll eat them again. We're the pecan men, we're the pecan men. Yeah, buddy, yeah. Those were the days. Remember when you heard that song?
Yeah, I do.
You were listening to it. That was one of the things that ran on the Best of Grease on Saturday morning. And Robbie was driving someplace south of here, and that came on the radio. And you want to tell us what happened?
Yeah, you want me to tell you the circumstances?
Yeah.
I was at a funeral. It wasn't funny being at the funeral, but we was all riding in the car sad, and that thing come on just... I didn't know what to do, Grease.
So there was Robbie, the one car in the procession, with him and Charlene just shrieking with laughter.
Yeah, and everybody around us looking at it. It was weird. That's a true story.
Boy, Robbie, come on.
I couldn't help it. It was a real close friend, too, and I was real sad, and that thing come on.
Yeah.
And everybody seeing us, so I couldn't help but chuckle.
Well, it's bad taste listening to the radio on the way to a funeral anyway.
What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to sit in silence and reflect on the dearly departed.
Well, buddy, I just like you so much, I always listen to it. We had it playing at the place. We did.
In the parlor.
That's right.
Man, oh man, buddy.
Heard you do south of the border.
I can't believe it, dude.
Me neither. But you gonna do a little Tomcat Boogie for me?
Yeah, well, oh yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it. But first, I want to do another song.
I'll help you, okay?
Sure. Hi, Declina, Shadalina, Gumshore is here. Achterlieba, Oberliebchen, it's a good old German beer. Once you try it, you will like it. It's made from water's pure. So drink my Nachrichten of that good old Gumshore. Got good news yesterday. I talked to Billy Fadley, the Gumshore man, and he told me that Washington, D.C. is on the agenda to receive Hackamshore beer. That's right. I won't have to be up there going without my beer for long. I'll drink vodka until Hackamshore comes to Washington, D.C. It's on the schedule. So you see, y'all are pretty lucky. Y'all are saying, geez, look at the grease going up for $1 million, going up there to big time. Well, let me tell you something. You got the Hackamshore. You're actually ahead. That's right. I may get the $1 million, but you've got the Hackamshore. And when you got Hackamshore, you got just about everything. A 6-second intro, basically the same type. So it forced me when we went country to come up with bits that I could do by laying out unusual pieces of background music. Stories of reincarnation and ex-wives, stories about her. But when we were rocked, the records themselves were bits, and let's remember one of them. I would tell you about a teacher I had in school at Palatka High, Mrs. Farquhar. Yeah, we hated her. Well, she was just so fuddy-duddy. She'd walk around saying, class, today we'll be studying the reproductive habits of the amoeba. And we hated her guts! Yeah, we used to call her Whale Tail Farquhar. Well, one day, we had a bunch of spitballs, and we threw one, hit her right in the back of the head. So she said, Rodney, who threw that spitball?
Somebody somewhere.
Where did they get the idea for so brutal an act?
In the heat of the night.
Look at this spitball. It's got a thumbtack in it.
Looking pretty dangerous.
I want to know, Rodney. I'm tired of waiting.
Running out of patience.
She made Rodney stand right there while she grilled him unmercifully. She wouldn't let him sit down. She said, Rodney, when will these spitballs be manufactured?
Tonight in the city.
Please, Rodney, please. I'm a very old woman.
You won't find any pity.
And I'm suffering from a cardiac condition.
Hearts are being twisted.
And my husband feels overlooked.
Another lover cheated.
Beg your pardon.
Cheated.
Well, she was determined to find out who threw that spitball. And she knew she had a weak-willed man in Rodney, so she figured she'd find out a little bit more. She said, where are they practicing?
Well, they're practicing their target ability so as to be able to hit old women like me directly in the back of the skull.
The bars and the cafes.
Do they do any outdoor work, Rob?
The streets and the alleys.
Are there some students that are just faking it?
Not a pretending.
And what happens when they lose them?
Everybody's searching.
Oh, I just can't take it. I just feel so unsafe.
Listen, love, you're never out of danger.
I never know who to trust.
On a hot night, spent with a stranger.
Oh, Reginald, hold me.
All you want is for somebody to hold on to.
Do you think I'm overreacting? And so is
690 WAP.
The memories continue of a bygone era. 21 minutes before AWAP, the Grease Man going for the gold.
Hey, you get closer.
103.
Holy Jesus, is Y103 calling? I'm on the...
This is Dave Scott of Y103. You're on the air at Y103.
Wow, the ultimate FM.
You know, Grease, it's a good thing we didn't do this earlier because you sound really good in stereo.
Really?
I tell you what, Grease, Dave Mann couldn't be here this morning. He told me that he's in Washington looking at a job interview or something.
Hey, tell him it's too late. I already signed that thing.
Well, he's making a last-pitch effort anyway, but we do have someone very special here who would like to talk with you for a moment, if that would be all right.
Sure.
Let me get him a... Yes, he's on the phone. Will you get over here? Okay, Grease, here we go.
Hello, Grease. This is Dave Mann's conscience calling.
Dave Mann's what?
Conscience, Grease. Dave Mann's conscience.
Yeah, Dave Mann, the hot morning man. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
No, Grease, Dave has been very excited lately.
Yeah, I believe it, yeah.
He's relieved you're leaving.
Yeah, I figured, well, now maybe he can have...
Your $1 million, Dave was wondering if you'd loan him a couple of grand.
Yeah.
I was wondering, Grease, you never really had a conscience here. And Dave and I haven't been getting along lately, and, well, you just might need one in D.C., so I was wondering, please, take me.
Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody's been trying to jump on this $1 million bandwagon, Buster. You'll have to stand by and take care of Mr. Mann, but it's nice of you to ask. I hope you and he get along better.
Dave Mann and all of the staff here at Y103, we'd like to wish you the best of luck in Washington, D.C., and we know that when it's 20 degrees and you're in a traffic jam, you'll be thinking of all your friends here in Jacksonville.
Hey, well, that's awful nice. You still there, buddy? Yeah, tell the conscience I said thanks, and good luck to everybody at Y103.
Grease, it's been a blast talking to you. There's one thing that I do have to ask you. You are going to Washington, D.C., $1 million.
A million dollars.
Cool million, but you'll be in the hotbed of the American political system. I'm wondering, Grease, is there any future in politics for the Grease Man?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I got enough hot air as it is. So I'll file detailed reports from up there, though.
Grease, the best advice I can give you is stay away from those Elizabeth Ray types, all right?
All right. You'll find me face down in the reflecting pool before you know it. See you later.
Grease, it's been a blast. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye. Hey, wow, that is kind of nice, isn't it? Here, Robbie, we're laying down the gloves, you know?
Buddy, that was very, very nice.
These years, head-to-head, we've been with Y103. And now, finally, we embrace. Isn't it nice? It's kind of like when you're in the trenches slinging lead at one another. Finally, they say, the war is over, and you run up and you greet your enemy and you hug him.
Or like Cooney and Holmes, after they bang each other's head off, after it's all over, they go up to each other and hug. I take my hat off them guys. That was real nice.
Yeah, well, I know you're running low on fuel. Why don't you go ahead and do that last thing?
I missed the last show. I got a quarter of a tank on each side. It's IFR around town. I can take it, though, because I don't want to miss your last show. You want me to do my thing?
Yeah, Hardee's okay. Brings it to us this time.
That's right. Traffic-wise, I-10 starting to slow down around McDuff. 95 coming in from the south side, heavy around the water tower. No, I... God, what you trying to do, blow my ears out? Did you hear that? He didn't hear it. Anyway, if you come in from the south side, south 95 townbound, heavy around the Channel 4 studios, north 95 a little slow out around Gateway, but overall, everything doing real good. Now, Grease, if you would, please tell him about Hardee's. He's gone.
Need a little something to get you going this morning? Make your next stop Hardee's, then bite into a hot homemade biscuit filled with savory sausage, chopped beefsteak, or real country ham. Hardee's Rise and Shine biscuits are made from scratch every morning, always homemade, never frozen. So next stop, stop at Hardee's. There's a Hardee's made from scratch biscuit in the oven for you right now. Be sure to use a convenient drive-thru if you're in a hurry. The best eating in town for breakfast is close by and on your way at Hardee's.
Hey, well, they don't have you on the thing, but I want to say goodbye to you anyway, buddy.
Hey, I certainly do appreciate it.
Roy McGriff!
I don't know why I'm not on that thing. I know why, because I took it for a month, and today is a new month, and they just cut me off, and I didn't get to say goodbye, but I do now.
Well, Roy, I appreciate you sticking with me all these years. It's been, what, 7 years since we've been together?
It sure is. I was thinking about it last night, the little old skinny you come walking up that day over the place. Now look how big and fat you are.
Yeah, buddy, the years, the success, has added to my obliques and my wallet.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Congratulations to you, really, my man.
Thanks, Roy, and I hope you be all right. And
well, we're going to miss you, but call us.
Give High Step and Betty, give High Step and Betty a little kiss for me.
Where?
Hey, I don't even want to hang up. Yeah, buddy, you take care, huh?
You do the same, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Roy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The last call from Roy McGriff. Okay, here. Let's do some shrieking here. I got the... Well, let me see. We handle all the calls here?
Hello? Gracie?
Yeah?
I got an idea for a bet here, but you might not like it.
What is it?
Okay, it's where, you know, all the bets you've done,
yeah,
all the good ones, all the popular ones, you combine them all. I'm talking all the lawmen, all the shooting Libyans, most of the south of the border.
Yeah. What about
the one big thing?
Uh-huh.
One time, shooting commies, shooting Japs, shooting Germans, chopping manatees.
Well, all right, buddy. Geez, the violence is just pervading our society. I just don't understand it. Hey, but it's before 8. Okay, Waylon, hit it.
Well, I guess everything comes to an end, just like life, you know. We're not immortal. One day we have to shake hands and say goodbye, so, Grease, goodbye. I've enjoyed it.
Goodbye, Robbie.
Don't cry. Big men don't cry.
I'm not going to cry.
We cry in private, but not. I've cried, have I cried in private, but I'm not going to cry on the radio.
No, I'm not going to cry either, Robbie. After all, I don't feel sad so much as I feel guilty for keeping a secret from you all these years.
A secret?
That's right, Robbie. I guess you've always wondered why I felt close to Sissy.
No.
She's not your child, Robbie.
What?
She's my daughter.
What?
You were still in the Navy at the time.
That's right, 65.
It was that final deployment. You were gone for 6 months, and then they overstayed an extra 2 weeks. Well, in that 2 weeks, Robbie, I finally broke down Charlene's resolve. And then, neither one of us could tell you. And the years turned into years and years. So I'd just like to let you know, before you cash in your chips, that I've been less than honest with you. That Sissy's my child. And Mark is Hoyle Dempsey's son.
Oh, no! No wonder he's always in trouble. He's always in trouble.
And those two items are the good news. I have one last item of news for you that's going to break your heart completely.
Oh, no, I can't take it.
The new baby?
No. April.
April?
No, Aunt Mary's listening.
The daddy is Mike Johnson.
Bye, buddy. W-A-P-E.
Bye, Robbie. I love you.
Love you too, Bob, and I'll see you again. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Just a good old boy.
Says, dear Greaseman, from Department Head, the expulsion of brackish, salami-laden, gaseous expulsions. Please cease and desist heretofore from belching, burping, or oozing on the radio, as we find it offensive not only to the listener, but to the managerial crew. I'm sorry. It says, please initial and return. Okay. I just wish I hadn't had that big pepperoni pizza last night. Because I think I'm going to have to burp. I don't know if I should. Everybody will get mad at me. But yet I feel this rumbling deep beneath my duodenum. I don't know. But yet they can't really legally legislate me against belching, can they? I mean, it's a natural body function. I don't want to, but I'm sorry.
That brings me in.
Hi, cutie pie.
Listen, good luck to you in D.C.
Thank you, baby. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it, do you hear me?
Well, we'll miss you here.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to tell you a comment that I heard.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was in a beauty shop yesterday, and there was a lady that told me, she says, you know, I turn on the grease bin every morning.
That's awful nice.
Because when I'm in a bad mood, he puts me in a good mood. And I just want you to know we'll miss you.
Thanks, honey. Appreciate it.
And there's nothing in D.C. that we haven't got here in Jacksonville.
Really?
That's right.
Well, you don't have a congressman here.
No, but we got a lot better looking girls.
I know, honey. Thank you.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hey.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, baby.
I just wanted to call to join the hordes of well-wishers telling you goodbye.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Listen, before you go, will you put the phone where you always do and let me pat your big behind just one more time for old time's sake?
All right. There it is.
Okay, it's there. Bye, Gracie.
Bye.
I introduce you to a girl named Dixie, who I love.
Yep.
Well, all this time, I have known that you have hobbled the gaga'd with her.
What?
And I've been waiting for the right opportunity, and today is the day that I blow you out
Hold
of the
on,
sky.
Now. That's right. Explain everything now. Just hang on a doggone minute.
You
now.
Can't explain
I
nothing.
Can explain everything. You know how it is.
I don't know how it is. I love that girl, Dixie. I said, Robbie, I'm with a girl. And I told you about her night after night as we laid in the barracks. I tell you about where me and Dixie went. I told you where me and Dixie was going to go. I told you what my plans were for me and Dixie. I even showed you the ring that I bought that girl.
She needed me, man. She wanted me so bad. I felt bad about it. I couldn't help myself. You know how it is.
I don't know how it is. Sure, I know sometimes there are women that'll have a need for tapioca. And it's hard to resist the urge when they put themselves so eagerly available. But let me tell you something, buddy. When it's a friend involved, when it's a guy that used to fly wing for you, when it's a guy that was protecting your butt in the sky.
But I didn't mean nothing.
You didn't mean nothing.
I didn't mean nothing.
Hell is full of people who didn't mean nothing. That woman meant a lot to me.
Hey, buddy, listen.
That woman was my life.
Listen, I didn't mean nothing.
And when I came back and caught you and Dixie together, I was tempted to kick down the door and end it right there, but I said, no. No, I'll wait. I'll let him think he's gotten away with it. And all these years, I'll let him think, oh, yeah, Grease is my friend. Grease will take me to the top with him. Grease is a good guy. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. No more Mr. Good Guy. I'm going to blow you clean out of the sky.
How you going to do it? I'm high above Jacksonville. How you going to mess with me now? I mean, you're going to get rough enough. How you going to hurt me? I'm 9,000 feet above Jacksonville. How you going to hurt me?
There's a bomb under the seat.
What? Bob under the seat.
You notice the seat feels a little lumpy this morning, Mr. Rose?
A little hard.
A little hard?
A little hard.
Well, I got up an hour early this morning. Laboriously, giggling and drooling spittle from the corner of my mouth, I cut the upholstery. I laid the plastique, plus a remote transmitter that is sound-activated to detonate when I whistle. And when I whistle, that explosion will cure your hemorrhoids once and for all. I'm gonna blow you up for all of Jacksonville to see. There is a man who's a philanderer. There's a man who did his friend dirty. There's a man who will go to hell with his betrayed friendship on his conscience. Sing, buddy. Sing.
I didn't mean nothing.
Sing. I hope it was good stuff, buddy.
It was.
Because it's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you dearly. An even bigger explosion than I thought. Well, I guess that takes...
He's not Polak. He put it under the wrong seat.
Stick with the bits. Hello? Grace?
Yeah?
Has anyone from the Avondale area called you to say goodbye?
No. Are you from the Avondale area? Of course, you know, the commoners call it Avondale, but we, who have property there and investments, like to refer to it as Avondale. And are you...
I'm worried no one had called you to tell you goodbye, because I did want to let you know that not everybody has to live on West Side in a double wide to love you.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't. I never said they did. I have some big Ponte Vedra residents that are big fans as they sit there adjusting their lawn flamingos.
Well, no, we have our club membership out at Ponte Vedra, but we live in the Avondale area.
Really?
And we do love you, and we are going to miss you.
Well, thanks,
Charlie. Regardless of the controversy that you have spurred for the last 7 years.
Now, regardless, it's all over now. It's all water under the dam. Who really cares anymore? Now Jacksonville will just fade back into what it once was.
But you will always be remembered as one of the funniest and most innovative DJs in Jacksonville.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say goodbye to you.
Okay. Thank you, too, Mom, and I appreciate you taking the time to call.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Over the gaga.
Over the gaga.
I'll tell you something. I wrote a song just for you.
Is it arable, son?
It is arable.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Mr. Greaseman, bum, 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 bring me a dream. Maker. Oh, damn, I forgot it.
That's okay. Hey, hello, hey.
Greaseman.
Yeah, baby.
I'm home taping your last show. So
are you ready?
Listen to your shriek.
Oh, honey, your sweetheart. What? Your little angel. You took the day off just for me.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'll see you, though, in D.C.
Will
you? You gonna let me come in and see you?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
It depends, you know. My price of admission is pretty stiff.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in September, because I'll pay.
Okay. You'll pay. It's right there. You'll pay. Thanks, honey. Hey, keep your tape on, because here's something for you to do. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you've got 20 years on the force. You've been often decorated. You've had a good long career. You've seen what other men only dream of seeing. But you have one regret about your police career. Today is the day you retire. And in all those 20 years, you've never pulled your gun. I mean, rookies get on the force, and 2 weeks later, they're blowing away Zone 3 residents. And in 20 years, you've never fired a shot in anger or defense. So you get down on your knees before roll call. You say, "Dear Lord, I've been good. I've been going to church. I've been a good cop. I never took nothing on the sly. Could I please blow somebody away today, Lord, to make my police career complete? Maybe you'll send me a Zone 3 resident I could shoot in the back. Or maybe a squid. Or maybe, if you have to, a Yankee. Or some white trash. Or maybe even a Potterita resident. But please, God, let there be someone I can smoke today. Let me pop a cap on something that breathes and lives. Please, Lord, let me make someone instantly incontinent with a squeeze of my trigger finger. Dear Lord, in this, in Jesus' name we ask, amen. And so you hit the street, you tell all your buddies, you say, "Look, if there's any hot calls that come out, I don't care if it's a family domestic dispute, a hostage situation, or even somebody that's running from the police, I get the call. It's my last day. If there's any lead to be slinging, I'm going to slung it." And they all say, "Well, geez, we're not quite sure if you're grammatically correct, but yes, sir, we will accept that deviation. And so you hit the streets, and sure enough, man with a gun, 109 North Blauman Street, you show up, and it's your father. He's drunk. He's always had a problem with booze. You say, "Wait a minute, it's my dad. Hang on, let me handle this. Dad, put down the gun." He says, "Oh, look, it's my son, the pig." He said, "Now, Dad, come on, you've had too much to drink. Put down the gun." He said, "No way, pig. Come take it from me. You're still my kid. I can still kick your butt." He said, "Now, Dad, put down the gun." And you have to unsnap. You unsnap your own gun and say, "Dad." He says, "Boy, you don't have the guts to take me." And with that, he points the gun at you. You've got no other choice. Tears are rolling down your cheeks as you clear leather with that .357, and blam, you let him hold one. And as you walk away crying, dropping your gun in the dirt, you say, "Book him." Ah, don't think Arthur played him this way, 'cause he didn't do a lawman or south of the border. Never kicked Yankee butt. He just said,
I don't think Arthur did it this way. Thank God. Waylon Jennings. And I sure hang down in this way. It's about 14 minutes before 10. Here's the Grease Man. All right, let's take a quick peek and see what the climactic conditions are like. And here's Alan Archer.
Good morning. Here's a weather forecast for Jacksonville and North Florida. Partly sunny, rather hot and humid weather will continue now through Monday, with only a slight chance of an afternoon or evening summertime thunderstorm.
Yes, here's the Grease Man. All right, maybe just a quick call. Hello.
Hey, Greasy.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. Hang on a second. Always watch the young ones. Hello.
What is your real name?
My real name is Chauncey Tuckersface. I've kept it a secret for this long, but I figure I can tell you now. Yes, it hasn't been easy going through life with a name like Chauncey. But hey, that's what gave me the gravel in my guts and the spit in my eye. It's about 13 minutes before 10. The Grease Man with Babs Mandrill.
How many days? How many waiting?
All for my brutal treatment ever so long ago. It's about 11 minutes before 10 here at WAPE with the Grease Man trying to handle those last-minute phone calls, those last-minute goodbyes that are oftentimes the hardest after 7 years of shrieking. Hello?
Grease Man?
Yeah, honey.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to miss you so much.
I'll miss you, too. Tell you what, if you want, write me a letter. And when I get your letter, I will peel the stamp from the envelope and lick it, knowing full well your lips were there. And you can do that from mine, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye. Little as you know, I have my St. Bernard lick all my envelopes. Hello.
Hi, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Huh?
I'm on the air.
Yeah, you are, and not anymore, though. Hi, hello.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the Grease Man.
This is he.
This is Billy, and I called to make a request for the last show you got.
Yeah?
Because we're all going to miss you.
Thank you.
It's by Roy Clark. Would you play it for me?
What is it?
Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone.
Hey, buddy, you're cute. You're cute. All right, find that man and have him shot immediately. Let's go back to the tapes. Old jokes that stand the test of time.
I mean, he's a good dog and everything, and he keeps the Grease Palace well in check, buddy. I don't worry about that place. I just turn that bulldog loose, and, buddy, he roams. But I can't housebreak him. I mean, it never fails. I come home from work every morning when I get done with my radio show, and I walk in, and there's a steaming load right in the middle of the floor. So I grab that dog. I say, come here, Blue. I grab that dog. I rub his nose in it, and I throw him right out the window. Well, this went on for about 3 weeks now. Every day I come home from work, and there's a steaming load, right? I grab that dog, I rub his face in it, and I throw him out the window. Well, I finally got him trained. Thank God. Oh, I walked in yesterday. There was another steaming load on the floor, but he ran over, rubbed his face in it, and jumped out the window.
If you do nothing else today, listen to this commercial. Ferguson's...
Hey, oh, don't forget, they're doing some real nice things over at the Taco Nacho. The Taco Nachos in Brunswick, Georgia, and Jacksonville will give you a free medium-sized Dr. Pepper if you wear a black armband with Grease Man written on it through today. So go by there, and for 7 years, you'll get a medium-sized Dr. Pepper. Hey, it's about 7 before 10. This here's the Grease Man. Why, I couldn't leave without playing at least the story of my life. One last time. It don't mean nothing.
Well, sit your butt down and bend the knee. You're about to find out how the grease got here. It's true, he kicked a little bud, drank a little beer, but in spite of all that, hell, it don't mean nothing. They say it was rumored around. He stole the crutches from his mother, and before she hit the ground, he built a fire to entertain the hookers of the town, as he said.
Oh, my hell, I don't mean nothing.
Redneck thumper like a breaking wind, shooting queers. A lawman from the city hanging Yankees by their ears. On reason, hippies run like hell, they've learned to live in fear, and they hear the word.
Hell, boys, I don't mean nothing.
That I tell you how the Greaseman came to be. You're the man behind the legend, taking home 600 G's. But he remains a puzzle to the folks like you and me. So I asked him about that, and you know what he said?
Hell, I don't mean nothing.
Redneck thumper like a breaking wind and shooting queers. A lawman from the city hanging Yankees by their ears. On reason, hippies run like hell, they've learned to live in fear. As they hear the word, as they hear the word,
I don't mean nothing.
He don't mean nothing.
that's the real man band, and he don't mean nothing there. That's Laurie singing there along with Galen and Dottie, and Jimmy, who else was on that? Lots of people. Thank you all. I appreciate you doing that for me. That was from the Smash TV show, Greaseman Live and Shrieking. Well, buddy, it's almost time for the last,
lesson release.
Yeah, Doug Carter's in the on-deck circle, and it won't be long now before I'm just a memory, I'm just a dream that you've forgotten, I'm just an old slob who was caught while he was squatting. Yeah, but anyway, stand by. We have 4 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Mommy, yeah? Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Let's play a word game.
Awesome.
36 North Edgewood Avenue in Jacksonville. Well, that's going to be it for me, I guess. Should I play another platter, or should I come to grips with it face to face? Should I say those last words? This is the last time I shall speckle this Sennheiser with the scent of my onion-dip-laden breath and my occasional salami-laden expulsions. Last time my sweet pockmarked face shall be in close proximity with your woofers and tweeters. And I thought about it. What should I say? Should I do a bit? Should I have sound effects and music and get everybody crying and weeping? And then I thought, nah, let's not do it. Hey, let's look on the bright side. After all, hey, we got it made. Eh? You're in good health, right? You'll be all right. I mean, it's not like someone's ripping your arms out and tying them around your neck. You'll get over this. And likewise, you know, I shouldn't be too far. Sure, I'm leaving the town I love. I'm leaving a lifestyle that I said that was happy for me. But hey, I'm going for $1 million. I mean, it's better than being poked in the eye with a sharp stick. So why is everybody looking so misty-eyed? Tell you what, let's all pop a cork. We'll have a toast. I'm going to stay in this business. That means sooner or later, you'll hear from my big behind again. So it's not like it's over. So let's be perky. Let's be happy. You make sure you wash your hands at the poo-poo. Don't crack your knuckles. Don't track mud in the house. Don't slam the door. And, you know, just think of me every now and then when the lights are low and your mood is mellow. So for the last time, that old familiar theme rolls, and I'll catch up with you sooner or later. Arrivederci.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way you ride that trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. The clouds if we're together. Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet
of the country is WAP Jacksonville. It's 10 o'clock. From 8...
If you leave me now, you'll take away the beat.